This is Jonathan Kozlowski, one of the editors in Cygnus Law Enforcement Media. On March 27th, I took the opportunity to speak with Richard Lerman, President and CEO of the North American Association of Uniform Manufacturers and Distributors. We discussed their Best Dressed in Public Safety program, what makes a winning uniform program, as well as trends of yesterday, today, and what might just be coming tomorrow. So let's start with a little bit of background of the program. How long has the award program been going?
Well, it's been going for 36 years, just a short period. The association, just for your ratification, the association was founded in 1933, and for the last 36 years, we've been recognizing excellence in the design, creation, and delivery of public safety uniforms. Our organization also covers a whole host of other areas of what we call uniforms and image apparel, and this is one important segment of it.
Okay. When did you join the association?
2006.
How have you seen trends of uniforms evolve, and what was it like?
Well, in 2006, there were a number of things about the program that I immediately felt when I arrived on the scene here that I thought could be improved.
Sure.
One of the things that I thought about the program that needed to be improved was how the winners were actually finalized and chosen.
Oh.
So what we've done over the years since I came is that we've built a group of judges who come from any number of areas of expertise, either in academia or professional writers such as yourself. We have a number of writers. Actually, when we're done, I'll ask you if you want to participate next year as a judge. But what we tried to do was make it a far more professional experience in terms of who the body is who's judging the uniforms and the charge we give to the judges. And so that was a key component for me because, you know, at the end of the day, the winners of any given program such as this really depend on, you know, how well do the judges really understand the process and the nuances and the needs of the people we're trying to recognize.
Well, how many judges are there on the board?
Right now, there's about they hover between 21 and 27.
Wow.
Depending. And what we've done is, and we do this. We have another set of awards called the Image of the Year Awards, and that's for what we call image apparel. Those are programs that, for example, people would wear on airplanes or in hotels and things like that.
Okay.
And to make the process much easier for the judges to participate, and so that they could participate from any number of areas given people's schedules, you know, I don't have to tell you what people's schedules are like. I'm sure yours is as insane as anyone's.
Mm-hmm.
We put the entire process online, and we ask the submitting departments to provide us with photographs and commentary about their program, and the judges simply go online at any time of the day, night, or in between, and review all the submissions and then make their judgments.
That seems like a lengthy process. How long's the judging?
It usually takes the submission process usually is 4 to 5 weeks, and the judging process, we usually give them about 2 weeks' time to evaluate the programs.
Is there anything that's specific that they're judging upon, like cleanliness?
There's an entire criteria that we utilize, which entails quality standards, innovation in the use of fabric, innovation in the use of components of the program. They're judged against the environment in which the department works. Just as an example, if they're in Arizona, they can't have a similar uniform as the people who work in Chicago because the people in Chicago need, different things because of the weather and other situations. And people in Arizona need things that are lighter and cooler because of the environment. So there's a whole criteria that the judges review. And, you know, the other thing is the submitters are asked, you know, what were your goals in the creation of this new uniform program? And we ask the judges to evaluate, you know, how well did they meet those goals with the end result.
You say new uniform program. Does it need
Yeah.
to be a new uniform program, or can they just go, you know what, I love our 20-year-old uniform?
We usually ask that it the criteria for that is it has to be a new program.
Okay.
But the wearers must already be wearing the program at the time of submission.
Okay. And new program is like this year, just being enacted.
Well, it could be a new program for them that they instituted 2 years ago, as long as there's a point from which they began the process of revising their uniform program and the time of submission.
Sure. When the judges have those reviews and they critique on them by themselves, do the winners or all the submissions get those comments? Because maybe they could adapt and change some ideas.
We generally do share if they wish. You know, we try to keep the judges' names and so on out of it because we don't want any. But yeah, if the departments would like those, we certainly provide them. But most of the time, you know, you're not going to find very critical comments in these things, and the judges really don't necessarily provide a great deal of commentary. Normally, what they'll do is they'll simply vote, you know, which are the better programs in a given category and so on.
Sure. Is it like a score of 1 to 10, or just like I have to pick that one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. And then we tally all the votes for given programs, and the ones that, of course, have the most votes are the winners.
Definitely. How many entrants were there this year?
I think we had 227 this year.
Wow. And only seven down to
that's it.
That's a hard job, right?
Well,
there.
Well, these judges are tough.
Definitely. Is there always a seven, or is that
no,
an arbitrary number?
No, I mean there have been cases in which a given category did not receive a winner. They didn't have enough. They have to have a threshold of the majority of the judges to be recognized.
Is that the situation this year?
I don't recall, honestly. You know, I haven't gone back to that, but I don't recall, honestly, whether or not there were any of the categories that didn't make it this year.
Sure. And then when will the next year's programs start up again? And when
well,
will
we can
start
never
accepting?
We can never do it early enough, it seems. My guess is somewhere between October and November of 2013 we'll begin promoting the program. And it's we'll have at very least watch the website. Our website, by the way, always has information about the program and all the things that we're doing for the public safety community.
And that would be www.naumd.com.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, we encourage people to call us with ideas or issues or problems or suggestions. Always, and departments and our members will be able to submit directly electronically right through our website. There's a link that they go to that takes them to the external website where the judges view the submissions.
Why is this recognition important to the association? And then, you know, obviously you're getting hundreds of submitters.
Right.
Why are they submitting? Why is it important to receive this?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is, I think you'll find, as you talk to, and I'm sure you do, departments, they're extremely proud of their uniform programs. And frankly, I mean, you've never seen, if you ever want to find out why you don't need flashlights, just go sometime and see the induction of new police officers. when they put on that uniform, they literally shine.
Sure.
They absolutely shine, and they're extremely proud to wear the uniform, and they're extremely proud to be in the uniform, and because of what it says about them and about society and all of that. So you'll find that departments are extremely proud of their programs, and frankly, the uniform program for a police officer or any public safety first responder, it's every much a part of their work as a toolbox might be to a carpenter. I mean, they cannot present themselves in public during their work schedule without that uniform. So it's every much a part of their work as their gun or their anything else. And the key thing about the uniform is what it represents. It represents authority to offenders, frankly, and professionalism, respect, and the ability to assist in a crisis or to problem solve disputes for the community. So it has an excellent, when people see a police officer, at least we'd like them to believe, oh good, now we're both safe and they can resolve any issue that may be happening or keep them from harm if it's humanly possible.
Sure. But there's something very symbolic about how right. they're dressing and what they're dressing in.
I mean, the key thing, of course, is with all uniform programs is identification and how well does it identify that individual and what it is that they can do for someone either in distress or in a problematic situation. And it automatically sends a signal of security and safety and professionalism.
Definitely, definitely. And obviously, a winning uniform in your program pretty much exemplifies everything that we're talking about right here as it relates to their environment and their goal.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. And in addition to that, I mean, for our members, it's recognition of the hard work that they do for their departments. And the role they play in helping the first responders and other public safety officials to do their job well.
Definitely. Yeah. We mentioned, we talked a little bit about the recognition and why it's important to the departments. Mm-hmm. So obviously they will receive that and, have that honor inside of them and be proud.
Right.
What
right.
else are they receiving? Do they receive a certificate?
They get a physical award, but frankly, more importantly, they get the recognition of their peers. They get the recognition in various publications, and they're acknowledged for the quality uniform they put their officers in.
I understand that the ceremony. Is mm-hmm. happening or happened, depends on when this thing is being displayed to them and when they're listening to this, mm-hmm. At the 2013 Innovation in Action Convention and Expo.
Correct. Yeah. There's a dinner. We used to hold two separate dinners, one for the Image Apparel Awards and one for the Best Dressed Public Safety Awards. But there's also, in addition to that, not all the departments can attend, certainly these days with all the issues mm-hmm. around funding. So not all of them can attend. Of course, we'd love to have more of them attend. But when that's not possible, there's also presentations at their own departments. And usually our members will have the award itself and will go and they'll celebrate this. They'll literally celebrate this. One year I went to a department, and the mayor was there, and the city council people were there, and there were like 300 people in the room acknowledging the department for this award. And, let's face it, unfortunately, police officers and police departments aren't always recognized and aren't always seen as in as positive a light as frankly we'd like them to be. So something like this can only be positive and only show the bright side of the picture. And of course, that's a wonderful thing for the department to show how much they care about the community and their officers to put them in the best dressed program.
Definitely, definitely. And did you see any, obviously, we know who the winners are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you recognize any trends throughout all of them?
Well, there's a significant emphasis these days on a couple of different trends. The first is, of course, that, you know, it's not always blue. Okay, years and years ago, 80% or better of the uniforms were always blue.
Sure, and a particular shade of blue, too.
Yeah, yeah, and they're not any longer, and that's probably a positive thing. but more importantly, there's far more emphasis on the comfort levels and performance levels of the uniform and safety as well. We have seen a dramatic increase in what we call performance enhancement.
Okay.
And these are processes that are performed on the fabric to do any number of things. Obviously, moisture protection. Antibacterial, antimicrobial. There are even processes for those first responders who most often will encounter blood spatter or be in a situation where blood may be spattered upon them. And these processes actually keep more than 98% of the blood and its content away from the responder's skin. And we know that most disease and so on comes directly through blood. So it's vitally important that we safeguard the officers by utilizing these sort of performance enhancements. I personally sit on the Safe Shield Committee at the IACP, the International Chiefs of Police
mm-hmm.
Association, and also their SACOP group. And so the other things that we get involved with are such items of best practice with regard to, you know, where pockets are and the weight and value of body armor, for example. There's all sorts of evidence that show that the old style body armor, unfortunately, in our society today, is being targeted. So there's a whole host of new designs of body armor that are equally good in terms of safeguarding the police officer, but blend in with the colors and design of the uniform so that it's not as evident that they're wearing body armor. Because unfortunately, in our society today, as we say, the people who are wearing that are being targeted, and they're being targeted for headshots. So we certainly don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the pockets and so on, if God forbid an officer has to pull their weapon, we certainly don't want it getting caught on their pocket, or a perpetrator having an opportunity to pull a pocket in a certain way or a tie in a certain way to harm that officer. So there's any number of new performance enhancements that our members are now able to employ to further safeguard the officer. And that's vitally important in everything that we want to do for a uniform, is to make sure that the officer is comfortable and safe and remains healthy.
And they all have to do this just because I know, being on my end of the things,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
a lot of products come from the military side and are, you know, come from military and then are repurposed into law enforcement. They all have to
mm-hmm.
look as professional as they can and be safe as
Absolutely.
They can without
Absolutely.
Looking militaristic.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because there is, and I'm sure you're aware of this, there are a number of uniform programs these days that are in tactical design.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the innovators in this, of course, were 5.11 and some others. But there's also in some cases, and I guess it depends on the type of unit that the wearers are in, to be, as you suggest, more of a military style, or as we so call it, a tactical style, with, you know, cargo type pants,
sure,
and all of these things, depending upon what their needs are. In some cases, they need to be in camouflage. In some cases, they've got all sorts of equipment these days, and they've got to have a place to put it.
Oh yeah.
So the pockets are, you know, the pockets are necessary, but again, you want to be careful about where you position them and how you position them, so that in the event a perpetrator there in a situation, the perpetrator can't grab onto one of these things and use it against the officer. So there's a lot of issues involved in the design of these uniforms to make them safe and functional. The key word is functional here,
mm-hmm,
and to keep the officer as comfortable and the durability has to be there, the ability for the officer to feel as comfortable as possible in the execution of their duty. So there's a lot that goes into the design to make that happen.
Definitely. What do you think the future, where are we going to go next? And please don't say we're going to Judge Dredd, because that's...
No, I don't. You know, it's funny. I don't think that's the case. I think that there's probably going to be a move to go somewhat in the other direction. I think that there's a need from the community for the officer to become, the image to be more friendly. And the nature we want to project security. So to bulk up with Iron Man 3 type uniforms, I'm not sure that would send the kind of message. Although it certainly would safeguard the officer better. But I'm not going to project that's the way we'll go, because you want, you know, you look back to that old Norman Rockwell scene of the young child sitting next to the police officer in the restaurant, and the young child is running away from home, and you know, looking at that picture, that all of a sudden now the police officer is befriending this young child and is going to safely take that child back to his home. And that's the image you want. That's the image you want to society. Somebody who's there to help you. Somebody who's there in a crisis. Somebody who's there to resolve a dispute amicably and carefully and professionally. And yet at the same time, projecting that authority and professionalism to keep those who would break the law from doing so, or to at least stop doing so if possible.
Definitely. Yeah. Is there anything that I seem to have missed that you'd like to add?
Well, let's see. I think we've pretty much covered it. I think, you know, the key thing is that we want to recognize the public safety community, and our members work so hard to make sure that everything that they do for the officers is the best possible. And we pride ourselves, our members pride ourselves, on being able to deliver those uniforms at as cost-effective means as is possible. Certainly with all of the economic landscape being what it is today, we try to protect the departments by not having outrageous profit margins and so on. You know, we try to work with the community. And that's, you know, these in many cases it's bid situations and so on. But our members have had a great track record, fortunately, in working with departments and making sure that they stay within their budgets and deliver the goods in designs and fabric and all the components to best serve the needs of that particular department. And they're different. They're all different. They all have different situations that they encounter. As we talked about, there's different environments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite as simple as it used to be. You know, it used to be a blue police uniform was a blue police uniform, as we talked. These days, fortunately, both for the officers and our members, that's not the case, and we can deliver a very high quality product at a cost effective way. So, this program simply recognizes all of those components, and both recognizes the departments and our members for the jobs they do.
Great. I'm probably never going to have this opportunity or chance to speaking with somebody in the uniforms industry, because most of the time I'll speak to somebody making the holster or making the firearm or the knife.
Right.
What does the word tactical mean to you?
Well, the word tactical, frankly, I can only give you my personal impression.
Yeah.
And that is really more of a functional projection of the necessity to have all this equipment available in situations more so than your typical, you know, type A uniform or that you would see in a city. In a more urban environment, and it allows the police officer, again, to project a slightly different look, one that is a little bit more military and perhaps a little bit more intimidating to those who we want it to be on occasion. But also there's a comfort level aspect to the tactical uniform that is not necessarily prevalent in a urban, you know, regular blue uniform that you typically see with the you know, the jacket and so on. So I think you know, it's just a different look, and again, it depends on what the community is seeking and the type of communities they are, and you know what, again, you want that immediate identification and recognition of who this individual is and what they bring to the situation, but you also want them to be harmonious with the environment that they're in. I mean, so for example, you know, you wouldn't want to put a dark navy blue uniform with a jacket and a shirt and all of the you know, the heavy hat in say Arizona, because you know, that poor soul would you know, just attempting to do their job, you know, they'd be boiling to death going in. Whereas in that sort of environment, a good tactical khaki kind of uniform with the moisture protection involved and there's even a process to keep the uniform cool in the heat and warmer in the cold.
Definitely.
And so you'd want to employ as many of these performance enhancements as you could to make sure that police officer is never thinking about his or her uniform. What you want them to think about is performing their duties as best and as comfortably as they can. And so the tactical uniform has its place. And it certainly can be a tremendous improvement in the environments in which it's appropriate.
Well said. Well put. Thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
I had a great time speaking with you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.